Authenticity in decline, the material crisis in spiritual objects. In the world of spiritual and religious artifacts, it's easy to get lost in the dazzling array of options, from intricate idols to beautifully crafted talismans. Yet, as with many things in life, not all that glitters is gold, or in this case, spiritually potent. A growing concern that many spiritual seekers face is the commercialization of sacred objects, often resulting in diluted or even counterfeit items flooding the market. Originally, religious sculptures and sacred items were designed with a very specific intention, to be consecrated within temples and distributed among the faithful. Artisans dedicated their skills to crafting these objects, often using materials considered sacred or spiritually potent according to ancient traditions. The emphasis was on creating an object of devotion, a conduit for spiritual energy, and not just a piece of art. Fast forward to today, where the acceleration of commercial interests has significantly impacted the quality and intention behind these objects. Modern marketplaces, both physical and digital, are awash with replicas that are a far cry from their consecrated counterparts. The intention to create a sacred object has been replaced by the motive to generate profit, and this shift in intentionality is far from benign. Materials once considered holy, such as specific metals or blessed soils, have been substituted with cheaper alternatives like common soil or synthetic resins. The meticulous craftsmanship, once a labor of love and devotion, has given way to mass production. The attention to detail has dwindled, but more critically, so has the energy and intentionality invested in these objects. eBay and other online platforms are flooded with these items, often priced attractively low to lure potential buyers. But what you save in monetary terms, you might pay for in spiritual currency. When an object is designed to be a vessel for divine or spiritual energies, the material, craftsmanship, and intention behind it all play a role. In a consecration ceremony, each of these aspects is acknowledged and elevated, transmuting the object into something far greater than the sum of its parts. When one or all of these aspects are compromised, as they often are in mass-produced replicas, the object's capacity to serve as a spiritual conduit is similarly diminished. It's much like having a knockoff of a famous painting. While it might look similar, it lacks the essence and the creative energy of the original. Except, in the realm of spiritual objects, the stakes are considerably higher. These are not just decorative pieces. They are meant to interact with your own spiritual energy. So, if you find yourself drawn to purchase a sacred object, particularly from an online marketplace, exercise extreme caution. Consider the object's origins, the materials used, and most importantly, whether it has been consecrated by a reputable spiritual authority. Remember, when it comes to your spiritual well-being, sometimes the true cost of a bargain can be much higher than the price tag suggests. In this ever-evolving marketplace, discernment is your strongest ally. Be aware that a cheap price tag may come at a different kind of cost, one that could have implications for your spiritual journey. Trust your intuition, do your due diligence, and wherever possible, seek out objects that have been crafted with the sacred intentionality that you deserve.